getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Well, hello. I'm Aaron Bauer, senior pastor of Issaquah Christian Church. And our building is nestled in the beautiful foothills just south of downtown Issaquah. And we're easily accessible from all over the east side, so don't hesitate to reach out if we can be a part of bringing the hope and light of Jesus into your life today. You can find us at iccweb.org. I'm so encouraged by the gracious work of God in us and through us as we proclaim Jesus and make disciples in our community and through our global ministries. Well, it's been well documented that church life is different here in the Pacific Northwest than it is in other parts of North America. Well, here in Issaquah, we've been asking the question, what does good news look like in the Northwest? Well, now, first hear this. The gospel never changes. It's the news that God has made terms of peace available to a rebellious mankind through the person and work of Jesus. But as we live out the implications of that good news, we become good news kinds of people. In a sense, the gospel is show and tell. The good news that we proclaim never changes, but the way we live it out should also be good news. Now, when we say the good news, do we really believe it? Do we believe that we have anything to offer that they really actually need, or are we making it up? Well, sometimes we feel like we're making it up because we ourselves haven't experienced it, and I understand that, and I want you to grow to understand how long and wide and high and deep is the love of Jesus and to enter into that good news. The peace with God that surpasses understanding, that comes out of nowhere, and the satisfaction with God that makes the things of the world grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. You know, the striving and the desperation of this world comes to a halt when we understand that we have God in us, that God is for us and not against us. I have His favor. Isn't that what I need? Isn't that what you need? Now, don't get me wrong. We ourselves are not the good news. If you don't live this out in perfection and you still struggle, that doesn't mean the good news isn't still available. It just means you have room to grow into this as well. You know, don't get me wrong. This isn't moralism. This isn't get your life together and get your act together and God will be pleased with you. This is the message to enter into the good news that is Jesus. Now, John Piper has said famously that God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. When our hearts are at rest in Him, God seems to say to us, yes, that's why I created you. That is good news. And then we begin to reflect the good news in amazing ways. Now, think of the message Jesus proclaimed, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He said to the lonely and the desperate and the broken and poor, come here. And they received His message with great joy. He has news for them. There's a new king that doesn't enslave His people, but sets them free. What kind of king is this? He doesn't tax His people to acquire wealth, but makes His people co-heirs with Himself. This is a new king, a new kingdom. Jesus, the King, forgives instead of exacting revenge. He invites us into the Father's rest. Now, is that the message that you've heard, that you believed, that you share? Well, then approach Him by Jesus and enter into His rest. So what is the good news for the Northwest? Well, what do we have that we can share? Well, for followers of Jesus and those who are not on His path yet, here is good news. Achievement is a good thing, but it's not an ultimate thing. And when good things become ultimate things, they enslave you and destroy you. And you can feel it happening in addictions and all sorts of things. Sex is another good thing, but it's not an ultimate thing. Romance and adventure, wealth, a spouse, and family are good things, but not ultimate things. When you run after them and sell out to them, they will fail you, and you will run yourself ragged trying to please them. They become gods when you make them ultimate things. So from what or whom are you drawing your identity, and who are you desperate to please? Well, there's your God. And the gods that you worship are failing you and will destroy you. And this is a message for the Northwest, and it's a message for the church as well. And it's not a message of fear, but rather of invitation. Jesus is saying to you and to me and your family and friends, coworkers and neighbors, come to me and I will give you rest. Rest for your souls. So church, we have so much to offer to an anxious world. Please ask the Spirit right now to fill you with His peace and become an ambassador. Come, all who are weary and burdened, and Jesus will give you rest for your soul. Come find your identity in God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth. Find your satisfaction in him alone, accepting the terms of peace offered in Jesus. And may God bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and give you his peace, his shalom, his rest.
You've been listening to Pastor Aaron Bauer of Issaquah Christian Church. Find out more about the church at iccweb.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.